Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to this show. I got my Hawaiian shirt on because I'm getting a little homesick before even leaving the island and moving to Florida. So I'm embracing my Hawaiian style and putting on some Hawaiian shirts. So you might see some more different Hawaiian shirts I have because I don't know when the next time is I'm going to wear them. Can't wear Hawaiian shirts as a white guy in other states. It just doesn't really work. So I'm going to get the most out of them by wearing them on the show. We have a lot of interesting stories that have come out. And let me tell you, one of the most frustrating things in the world are Christian businesses for a multitude of reasons. And we're going to get into some of those reasons today and really encourage you listeners to get into the fight and how we can fight back and help, I guess, not fight against our own Christian brothers, but really help get them to be thinking clearly and encouraging Christian businesses to be going in the right direction, fighting the good fight, and not just being passive, habiters of the earth, but actually getting into the fight and preaching the gospel, preaching the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. One of the ways, my shirt's a little rolled up. One of the ways that we can do that is by supporting the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put in HTBT in the memo field, get a sweet mug like the one I'm drinking now. You can drink it with me while we discuss business topics and how to be more successful in your personal life, in your business life, your financial life, and all these areas. We can talk about them together while sipping some coffee. I have water in mine so my throat doesn't dry out and I start hacking throughout the show. Go over fightlaughfeast.com, HTBT in a memo field, get tons of great benefits, come alongside of us, be part of what the Lord is doing as we are coming out with great new shows, preaching the gospel, being faithful, and encouraging you guys to be successful. If you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, you can find me at all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You could subscribe, that'd be really nice. You could also share it with a friend, that'd be even nicer. And you can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I really appreciate your support, your listenership, and sharing the show. That is how this show has gotten to be so successful, is because you guys have been willing to share with people, and that just means the world to me. There's no higher compliment than when you share the show with somebody, a friend, because you're putting your credibility on the line, and that just means the world to me. So thank you very much for that. Over the weekend, we got a notice in the mail, not a notice, but an advertisement, basically, where the dealership of where we have one of our cars is offering to pay full market fair value, Kelly's Blue Books, full market fair value for the car. And I said casually to someone while I was reading it that, hey, at least we know we can get a lot more than fair market value for the car, according to Kelly Blue Book. And they asked me, well, how do you know that? And I said, because this company, this dealership that wants to buy our car for that price needs to make a profit off of that and sell it for a lot more. Now, that's just kind of a little funny story, but it really illustrates a great point that I want to share with you to encourage you and to encourage others to be thinking in a business mindset. It is so important to understand how business works, to know the core of a business, and especially businesses that you interact with, if you're buying something from or selling something to, in case of a car dealer. And this is a great example of it, because you gotta think, like, why does a car dealership willing to pay X amount for your car? Because their business model is to take a car for a cost, buy it from you or buy it from the manufacturer, however that agreement is created, and then turn around and sell it to somebody else for a premium on that, and then they get the difference or the margin or the profit. And so with that being true, you can know that, hey, somebody that a dealer would sell to is willing to buy your car for more than what the dealer's wanting to buy the car from you. So if you're wanting to put in the time to sell your own car, it kind of gives you a good starting point of how much you could sell your car for. And you can do this in so many different areas in your personal life and your family life. And just having that understanding of how businesses work, what is in it for a business, what is behind the offer somebody is making you, is just going to help you so much in life. It's a really great thing. Now, the next two stories I want to talk about today are kind of related, and one of them is a tweet, which I'll show on the screen if you are watching. Again, if you want to watch, you can find me on YouTube. You can also watch the show live streaming 12 p.m. Pacific on my social media sites, How to Build a Tent. So this first one is from Lee Strobel. You know him, I'm sure. He says, as you'll notice on Twitter, I rarely comment on partisan political matters. I want to reach all people with the gospel and not turn off some who may need it the most. Politics is important, but my calling is to be an evangelist. I do speak out on culture and social issues. And our good friend, Fight Laugh Feast, co-partner, co-worker, a fellow podcaster, all of the above, our friend Marcus said, retweeted that tweet and said this: the gospel is political. This is impossible. Unless, of course, somehow Jesus is not king. Also, this sort of neutrality is why Christians have no voice with all the political consequences that are happening. And I just wish that Christians, post-mill, pre-mill, and a-mill, every other mill there is, would just understand and accept that Christianity is political. And I say that by the true definition of political, not Christians are Republicans or Christians are Democrats. But politics is the struggle for authority and the struggle to rule. And whenever Jesus the gospel is being preached, it's being preached instead of something else. There's no neutrality. Either it's the world system or it's Christ's system. And then by definition, when we are preaching that God and Jesus has all authority, that he is the true king, you are being political by opposing another system. It's as simple as that. And Christians not understanding that political fight happens in every place, every area of life. It happens in art. It happens in your work. It happens at your church. It happens at your dinner table. And if you are not continually preaching that Jesus is king, then you're going to be getting slaughtered in that battle. A lot of Christians don't even realize how much ground they're losing until they've slipped all the way down the current and have found, like, whoa, how did I get here? I'm 1,000 yards away from where I was. It's because they're not even paying attention to the way of the world and what the world is pushing on us as individuals, us as denominations, us as Christians. And we need to get into the fight. This next article I want us to take a look at is from FaithWire. Now, my beef is not with FaithWire, but they have a great article about it. It's actually with K-Love, the Christian radio station. And I didn't realize this because I don't listen to Christian radio, because honestly, a lot of Christian music is terrible. And we really need to step up our game in that area as well. But they were getting in hot water with some Christians because they refused to play the ads of Unplanned. You've heard of the movie, no doubt, about abortion and Abby Johnson. And they were refusing to play the ad because they said in their tweet, let me scroll down to it, and this is what they said. K-Love recently reviewed questions regarding how we decide what movies and books we promote. K-Love's purpose is to encourage people in their relationship with Jesus. We focus on positive and encouraging content that is safe for the whole family. We avoid promoting R-rated movies. We stand for biblical truth. We have been and continue to be pro-life and believe in the sanctity of life. So that was their stance. And then Abby Johnson, who is the movie is based off of, responded and said, I have a wonderful update. After meeting again today with one of the Unplanned producers, K-Love Radio has decided to stand up for the unborn and promote Unplanned. We knew they were pro-life, so their decision only confirms that they do indeed have a heart for the unborn. We are thrilled. Thank you to everyone who sent emails encouraging them to promote the film. Your voices were heard. We are strong together, and I'm honored to have Caleb on the team. And then later on after that, apparently they still decided not to promote the movie. And then Abby Johnson still tweets and says they still aren't. And now you see a bunch of ads about, what is that? Apple cider vinegar. That is like the worst smelling vinegar in the world. And I want to talk about this because this again reiterates the importance of having mature Christians get into the fight in the business arena. We have a bunch of Caleb soft Christians who don't understand what the gospel really is in a lot of ways. We need mature Christians getting into Caleb, go apply for the job, go work there and start influencing this radio station to be bold, to fight. And also for you entrepreneurs, maybe it's time for you to start your own Christian radio stations and compete with them. Saying you won't promote a movie because it's not positive enough and it isn't encouraging enough because they focus on the murdering of children. It's like saying that you don't want to talk about the bloody cross and the price that Jesus paid because you want to be positive and encouraging. What is that? That is like a sanitized Jesus. That is not what Jesus came to do. Jesus wasn't always positive and encouraging. That's a false gospel. You've heard of the prosperity gospel, that heresy. But we have this positive gospel heresy too, where everything is just positive, everything is flowers, everything is encouraging. Like, it's incredible. And I love because Johnson brought up the fact that they promoted another R-rated movie, which was one of the reasons they said they didn't want to promote Unplanned is because it was an R-rated movie. It showed the murder of babies. But they were willing to show advertisements for The Passion, which was another R-rated movie, because it showed the brutal murder of Jesus. And it's like there's inconsistencies there, and she pointed that out, and I thought that was so great. Like, we don't have a sanitized Jesus. We don't have this harmless, child, kid-friendly Jesus. We have a king that sat on the throne, that came to earth to pay the price, the bloody death of himself for our sins. It was bloody, it was disgusting, it was harsh. And even before the cross, Jesus was not this positive Jesus all the time. He encouraged people, no doubt, to follow Jesus, but he was a warrior. He fought battles. He fought against the political system of the day, against the religious Jewish system that was set up. He was a fighter. He didn't just come to have positive Christian hymns or positive Christian or Jewish songs of the day, but he was fighting. And he talked about sin. He talked about murder. He said that if you even think of hating your brother, you're a murderer, right? And this weird place that we are in, I'm not sure how we got here, where our Christian artists or the people that are producing Christian art in the form of music in this case are so scared of offending the Christian community that wants to stay sheltered in a bubble. That is not helping anyone. It's definitely not helping our kids. You think our kids are going to be sheltered from life because Caleb isn't going to promote and advertise a movie that some of our own kids are going to be confronted with a challenge on? Of should they kill their own baby? You don't think that they are going to be facing that and that they should be hearing the message about really what is going on in an abortion? It's so sad. And this is the kind of thinking that is why, one, we need to be aware of, we need to be preaching against, we need to be talking against, we need to be fighting against, tweeting against, commenting against, boycotting. Like, why do we even want to listen to Caleb if they're going to be presenting this half-truth of Jesus? Like, there is so much more to the gospel, right? You have to call people to repentance, to call them from their sins, to call them out on their sins. And you can't just be positive, encouraging, and uplifting and have the same worship song played by 20 different bands in 20 different ways. Christianity is more than that. Our worship should be more than that. Our worship should be based on truth. It shouldn't be based on a sanitized Jesus. And because Christians don't take the gospel seriously, because they don't take the lordship of Jesus seriously at their workplace, this is the product of it. This is the fruit. And it's happening more than just at K-Love. So I want to encourage you who is listening, wherever you are working, to be bold, to be speaking out, to be preaching the gospel, to not preach a sanitized Jesus, a gospel that is just positive and encouraging. That is not what we are here to preach. We are to preach the gospel to people that are at war with Jesus, that are slaughtering their babies. Excuse me, my phone just went off. There are bloody battles to be fought here. And if we are raising our children, if we are raising our family to be sheltered and in a positive, encouraging bubble that just listens to messages that are about encouragement and positive without talking about what's really going on, without having our art reflect the struggles that are really happening, without having our art legitimately portraying the need for Jesus and the consequences of not following Jesus, then we're just going to continue losing. We're going to continue conceding the ground on the battlefield. We're going to continue losing our culture. We're going to continue losing the fight in politics. We need to be standing firm in the faith. We need to be putting on the whole armor of God in our careers, in our businesses, in who we support in politics, who we give our money to, in our churches. We need to have our pastors to be encouraged and pushed to do the same. It is so important. And that is why I love this show so much and love being part of the network we are on. It's because we get it. Is we have to be doing this in every area of life, or we're going to be having this false, positive gospel. That is not what Jesus came to do, is to give us motivational messages and positive encouragement for the rest of our lives. But he has called us to pick up our cross, nail ourselves to the tree, and live in him and be filled with the Spirit, and to be walking after him and not our own flesh, and to be calling out against the travesty, the devastation, the bloodshed that is going on in our culture, and preaching for people to repent and come to life. It's bloody, it's disgusting, but we have to do it. We can't bury our heads in the sand anymore. We must repent of that as Christians and get our eyes up, worship Jesus, and call people to repentance to worship him as well. Now go out and let's be successful. God bless.